President Barack Obama appeared in Fort Myers today for a second town hall meeting regarding his economic stimulus plan in 2 days. He was introduced by Florida Governor Charlie Crist.
Mr. President, welcome to Fort Myers, Florida.
About an hour into the president's town hall meeting, he learned that his stimulus bill had passed the Senate 61-37. The fact that only three Republicans joined Democrats in voting for the stimulus bill has been a badge of honor among some members of the GOP, who have had various criticisms of the legislation. But one Republican who has been strongly in support is Governor Crist, who told those in attendance today why it's needed for Florida.
And let me finish by saying, Mr. President, we need to do it in a bipartisan way. This issue of helping our country is about helping our country. This is not about partisan politics. This is about rising above that, helping America, and reigniting our economy.
Fort Myers resides in Lee County, which was John McCain country last fall, when the GOP candidate for president beat Obama by 10 points. But there were people who waited in line to get tickets to see the president for 3 days in some cases. The president chose to come to Fort Myers in part because it's considered the foreclosure capital of the country. According to RealtyTrack, the metropolitan district covering Fort Myers, Cape Coral, and Lehigh Acres had the highest foreclosure rate in the nation, 12%, and unemployment is at 10%.
Fort Myers had the highest foreclosure rate in the nation last year. Entire neighborhoods are studded with foreclosure signs. Families across the city feel like they're losing their foothold on the American dream. So, because when one person loses their home to foreclosure, that doesn't just affect that family. Property values across the board start declining. So we're going to do everything we can to help responsible homeowners here in Fort Myers and other hard-hit communities stay in their homes.
The president was asked about how a stimulus bill would help aid higher education, housing, and health care. The most poignant exchange was between this elderly woman named Henrietta Hughes.
I have an urgent need. Unemployment and homelessness, a very small vehicle for my family and I to live in. We need urgent, and housing authorities have 2 years waiting lists, and we need something more than the vehicle and the parks to go to. We need our own kitchen and our own bathroom. Please help.
Well, I listen, what's your name? What's your name?
It's Henrietta Hughes.
Okay, Ms. Hughes, well, we're gonna do everything we can to help you. But there are a lot of people like you, and we're going to do everything we can. All right? But I'll have my staff talk to you after this, after the town hall.
Obama then went over to the woman and hugged her. Everybody in the Obama administration, from the president on down through his cabinet members and key advisors, have said that the financial crisis that the country is going through will take time to correct. But one man in the crowd, who identified himself as a former high school teacher, asked the president if that was realistic, considering how much Americans are known for having short attention spans.
I asked myself, did I work as hard as I could? Did I seek out the best possible advice? Did I stay focused on the people who sent me to Washington? And if something's not working and I make a mistake, am I open-minded enough to admit it and then move on and try something else that works?
Obama said if the economy hasn't turned around in a few years, he simply won't be reelected.
I won't lie to you. If it turns out that a few years from now, people don't feel like the economy's turned around, that we're still having problems, that folks are still unemployed, that our healthcare system's not more efficient, then you guys won't applaud me next time I come down here. You know, there may be a couple of diehard Obama folks out here, but. You know, so, I mean, I expect to be judged by results. And there's no, I'm not going to make any excuses. If stuff hasn't worked and people don't feel like I've led the country in the right direction, then you'll have a new president.